So it's been a common theme these last few weeks that the words of Jesus have been quite challenging. We hear this today that these great crowds were following Jesus, and he turned to them and kind of lays out what was called like a high cost of discipleship. Unless you're willing to hate your family and carry your cross and renounce all your possessions, you cannot be my disciple. So when we hear this passage and the passages like it, we maybe can ask ourselves, like, do I want to be a disciple? Is that a goal of mine? Am I interested? Do I desire to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? If so, how well am I answering this call? At the end of Matthew's gospel, right before Jesus went to his heavenly Father at the Ascension, he gave what's called the Great Commission. He told the apostles to go out into the whole world, to baptize, to teach, to make disciples of all nations. This is the reason why we have a church, why Jesus founded his church, the Holy Roman Catholic Church, the one Catholic Holy Apostolic Church. The reason we exist is to make disciples. And everything we do, every club, every meeting, any outreach, everything we do is in the service of this mission of forming disciples. A disciple, another word for that is a student. That's where the word comes from, student. But maybe we have the idea of an apprentice. Someone who follows closely the master. And in biblical times, the apprentice would live with their master, would follow the master around everywhere, truly become one with him. This is the image, this is the notion that we are expected to follow if we're going to be a true disciple, if we're going to be a true Christian. And how do we get there? By hating our mother and our father and our families, by carrying our cross, by renouncing all of our possessions. So we can examine ourselves. How well am I living up to this standard? And without a doubt, it's a high standard. You know, some of the commentators will mention the fact that he had a great crowd following him. Jesus did. And we would imagine, and for all of us today, probably, if we're trying to start an organization, if we have a big crowd coming with us, we're going to try to make sure that no one leaves. Because we want numbers, the sign of success, a sign of doing the right thing. Look how popular we are. Look how many people have come. That's how we judge success. But in a way, we can say Jesus might be trying to thin the numbers. Because he's not after just fans or an emotional response. He wants your whole life. And it's what you were made for, to give your life for him. So with the beginning of this, you know, football season, and maybe you saw some clips of, you know, spring or summer practice, some of these football coaches don't have many more different demands for their players. They expect high achievers. They expect full commitment, and they will settle for nothing less. Are we willing to give less to Jesus than football players are to their coach? Are we willing to settle? Or do we understand the immensity of this call? Christ is inviting each one of us into this radical, life-changing life of discipleship that does require us to leave everything behind. And when he uses this phrase to hate our family members, what he's saying is, love me more. Love them less than you love me. Put me first. Fulfill the first commandment. Because we know the effect of sin in our life. We all know the disorder and the chaos that comes into our hearts, into our families, when we give in to sin. This disorder is from original sin and has never left us. God has come through Jesus Christ, his cross, his death, his resurrection, to bring order back to our lives. And so in the book of wisdom, in the first reading, says, who can know the mind of God? Through Jesus Christ, we can. We can know his will and his intention. His will, His intention is for each one of us to be a saint. We do that by living a life of grace, a life of virtue, by being disciples, by being faithful members of this church. And it requires some renunciations. It's either God or nothing. If God's not first place, then there's no place for God in your life. And this is what he's saying. But the trick, the twist in all of this is, what does he say elsewhere? Seek first the kingdom, then all these things will be added unto you. Love God properly, love God first, then you can truly love your wife the way that you promised you would on the day of your wedding. You can truly love your husband. You can truly love your kids if you love God first. And if you don't, then you cannot love your wife and your husband and your children and everyone else the way that they are entitled to. It requires your whole heart being given to Jesus. And you have to renounce everything. He's not calling for abject poverty. What he's saying is no attachments. Maybe you can think about last Sunday when you were packing your suitcase because you thought you had to evacuate. How many bags did you need? How much stuff did you have to take with you? What was necessary for that journey? When you go on vacation, when you go on a trip, what are the things that you have to have? How much stuff have you allowed to creep into your life? How much stuff have you allowed to creep into your heart? You must carry your cross. That was a real thing. That image was not a nice little gold trinket around our neck. It wasn't even this thing that we have in our sanctuary. If you saw Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion, that gives you a better idea of what came to the mind of the Jews when they heard Jesus say, pick up your cross, this instrument of torture and certain death. Unless you're willing to do that, you can't be my disciple. Are you willing? Do you trust God enough that even if it comes to that, it's worth it? This is the challenge that God puts before us. Every attachment that we have, every possession that we have, this disordered loves that we have, they're all an attempt to find the freedom, the peace, the happiness, the joy that only comes with Jesus. Until you let go and completely entrust yourself to Jesus, he will never be enough for you. You can't half-time Jesus and then be mad because he didn't come through for you. It's only when you go all in. Jesus is inviting each one of you into a life of radical discipleship. If you have not said yes to that in your life, make today the day. Go to confession, receive sanctifying grace, and live a life of joy and peace. Set the world on fire and change your life.